Hello, everyone. Joining us today, number 26, Eric Grove Torkelson. Torque, good to see you. And I know the answers. I know the answer to some of these questions, but the folks at home don't. So, last Packer season's 81. Where are you now, and what are you doing?
Larry, as you know, I've been here in Green Bay since I left back in 1982. Been working for a medical device company, raised three daughters, and here we are.
How many grandkids? How many grandkids?
Got three grandkids.
You liking that?
It's great.
Okay, Eric, seven seasons playing running back for the Green Bay Packers, and I looked this stuff up. Over 1,300 yards rushing, almost 500 yards receiving, eight touchdowns during those 7 years. Is there anything in particular that stands out?
I would say, obviously, my first touchdown, which I will not forget. I was a rookie and was covering a kickoff. And the guy returning the kick fumbled at the 29, and it fell right into my hands and ran into the end zone. So that's something that is locked in my memory.
Part of your time was spent in the same backfield with a fellow named Barty Smith, first-round draft choice. I like to refer to that as our hammer and tong backfield.
I've heard it
many times. What are your memories of playing with Barty?
Barty was as tough as they get, as you know, and probably enjoyed blocking people as much as running over them. But we were rookies together, so that's a relationship that gets built up. Of course, Larry, you and Greg Cook and myself had spent off seasons here, had great relationships. And the same, I also will look back in the 70s as playing with some great players. Lynn Dickey, James Loft, and Johnny Gray. And so those memories are all good ones.
Now, you guys were physical type runners, and you took the hits. I mean, playing running back in the NFL is tough duty. You got 11 crazies over there that want nothing more than to knock you into the middle next week.
Again, we just take off. The damage comes. I'm happy I'm in one piece right now, but that's part of the game.
Eric, 11th round draft choice out of UConn in 74, and you join the Green Bay Packers that had their great history, but it wasn't so great a time. What were you thinking about when you came to camp that year? Were you thinking, well, we'll give it a shot, see what happens? Were you thinking, it's life and death, I got to make this club? What was your approach?
I've looked back, and actually I had a good approach. I didn't feel that this was going to, I knew I had, it was going to be a long shot. And I think that was the perfect attitude to have. I worked hard, I focused on it. Actually, the pressure developed more as the years go on to stay on the team. So that first year, I think I had the right approach, and it did work out.
Okay, Eric, obviously you're in good shape, and one of the ways you've done it over the years is hiking mountains. tell us about the highest peak you've gone, and in the back of your mind, are you still thinking about Everest?
Well, we are.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
We are still
who's carrying the beer?
We are still thinking about it. Somebody will. But
Sherpas will carry it.
They will be there. But, over the years, it's just something I started doing as a kid and with my daughters, engaging in many hikes around the country, and Grand Canyon, Mount Whitney in California. Numerous mountains in Colorado where there's quite a few of the 14,000-foot peaks to climb. And it's just been a great family activity. And I was in Yosemite with my one daughter and my grandson, who's 11, back in August, and we did some hiking there. So it's just been a great thing for us all to engage in.
Final thing for you, Eric, are you a football fan / Packer fan? And if so, what do you think of the success over the last, what has it been?
It's been almost a couple decades
now.
It's been three. But I've always been a Packer fan. I watch all the games. I don't go to too many, but I enjoy watching them. And their success they've had has been fantastic over the last number of years.